charge that only dies to the bowels. It doesn't allow that.
It's almost the summer again. Last year, we had the Zechus Baruch Hashem to discuss the topic of Shiduchim. We had a total of about 6 shurim over the summer. And Baruch Hashem, the response which I've had, people who have been listening to them and gaining from them, has given me a lot of chizuk over the past year to move forward, I guess, in the next shlav, the next stages of life. After Shidduchim comes marriage. And the hope that Ezes Hashem for this coming summer is to discuss and to develop some ideas and chizuk and etzas and perspectives regarding Shalom Bayis. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a lot of siyata d'shmayim doing so. But before doing that, and almost as like a segue leading into that topic, into that discussions, I'd like to just conclude, Be'ezus Hashem, the discussion of Shidduchim with one final chabura, which I think is very appropriate, which ties into many of the yesodos which we spoke about in those shiurim. And that's a topic which came up recently, which I realized is something which is not so nogea to me in my personal life, but in terms of to so many others, thousands of others, it's mamash a day-to-day life encounter situation. That's the quote-unquote shidduch crisis. The idea of a shidduch crisis, I'm sure everybody's familiar with what it is, but apparently in many of our communities, specifically the Lithuanian communities, there is an accepted understanding that girls above the ages of 23 and up, 22 and up, in the thousands are struggling to find shidduchim, and it's very unfortunate. And the finger has been pointed to the fact that in the Lithuanian communities especially, that the boys are encouraged to start dating at 22, 23, and the girls at 19. And statistically, for those who understand statistics better than I do, it would come out that there's going to be, inevitably, many girls who will be left without shidduchim. In response to this, an organization has been, for years now, has been created. It's Rashi Tevas Nasi, NASI, which stands for North American Shidduch Initiative, which is supposed to bring an awareness to this, and in fact also to encourage young men to begin dating earlier. Apparently a letter has been signed by 70 Chashev Rabbanim, Rashi Yeshiva, supporting the organization, the cause, and the root of the issue. And like any topic, the topic of shidduch crisis is very hotly debated, whether there is a crisis, whether there's not a crisis. Is not the solution? Is it not the solution? As we've spoken about before, in the Shidduchim, Shiurim, Chaburas, the emphasis which we hope to place, Be'ezus Hashem, was, like in many things which we discussed, is being able to develop a perspective and an understanding from a place of pnimius and achitzonius. That for everything which there is going to be chitzonius and pnimius. Another way to say chitzonius and pnimius is external understanding, internal understanding, and internal always refers to shayush, the core of the issue, the site of the issue, that which is always concealed. Just like the shereshim of a tree is concealed, and it deserves to be concealed because it's the most delicate, most precious part of the tree where it derives all of its sustenance and its strength. Or the site of a building, the cornerstone, which is buried underneath the ground. Developing a hashkafic understanding of trying to see things from the shayrish always entails digging, delving into, uncovering. And Anias Daiti, in terms of a shidduch crisis, which is a recent phenomenon, seemingly, it's hard to imagine that there's not a pnimius to this. That if in fact there is a crisis, more than there was in previous generations, it must be true also that in previous generations there were plenty of men and women who, for reasons min hashamayim, they didn't marry. But if it's extreme and beyond the norm in these generations, these recent generations, perhaps with a more deeper understanding and perspective into the issue, we can understand why that is. One of the things we focus on very much when it comes to shiduchim is the understanding of the role that emunah plays in finding a shidduch. When it comes to shiduchim, the role of emunah in the shidduch and the basheret of a shidduch is mamish open in the words of Chazal. In the Gemara, Bas Ploni Leploni, Baskol Arboim Yom. It's literally explicit in the words of Chazal. And people throw around the term all the time. Is it Basheret? Not Basheret. In fact, the Lashon of the Vilna Gaon, which is quoted in the Sefer Yahal Or, Daf Lamed Gimel, says, in the name of the Gaon, regarding shidduchim, shezehu esek bni adam. I'm sorry, shavhu esek bni adam binyani hazivo. It's lashav, it's futile. The esek of bni adam in the arena of zivugim, shehakol hu me'es Hashem Yisbarach. Everything is from Hashem Yisbarach. That it's a realm in avodas Hashem where the ikar hishtadlus will be in emunah and tefillah. In front of you, you have a marimakum, which is from the Sefer Bayis HaMenucha, from Moshe Aaron Stern, Zechona Levecha. There's a Mashkiach in the Kamenetz Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. It's a big tzaddik who was Mr. a number of years ago. These are the vadim which he gave on the Nyanam of Shalom Bayis. And he writes here on Daf Yud, where it's entitled Zivig Min HaShemayim. He writes, Anu, I'm sorry, it's not... Oh yeah, I wrote it is Yivud Hashemayim. That's not the one I wanted. It was the next one, which you don't have printed out. So you're gonna have to just take my word for it. It says koshi b'shiduchim, difficulties in shiduchim. He writes, yesh lefamim shenayt zelabarcha koshi misim basagas shiduch misibu shonas. There are times where there are bachrim, and he's speaking to bachrim, that they have difficulty in finding the shiduch. V'ha'etz alazehu hemshech tefila emunah. The Eitzah is to continue to daven and to have emunah. And he writes, "Kvar amu l'chein dimu koishi shachidushin l'kiyas yamsof." Chazal already compared the difficulties in finding a shidduch to Kriyas Yamsuf. Ki gam Kriyas Yamsuf, yeshahach b'derech k'tzara, yeshahach b'derech aruchah. You can imagine when the Yidden crossed the sea, so there were those who walked on a short path and there were those who walked on a much longer path. Because there were 12 paths. Ma'aga b'sech ma'aga, like he says, a circle within a circle. And the circle, the inner circle, is obviously shorter than the ones on beyond that. And he writes, k'mo kim b'shidduchah, yeshah k'tzara l'hamaderech, for those that the derech will be long, v'yeshah aruchah l'hamaderech. And then he goes on to say that the Inyan of Emunah is not to be Messiah and to continue to be Mispala. From Panini's perspective, a Shidduch is in Min HaShemayim, and there's going to be difficulties in finding a Zibuk, but the Ikar Hishtalus is Emunah and Tefillah. Emunah and Tefillah. And in each Panini has to be able to see beyond the Eitzes of the Shadchanim and many end times Rabbanim. Psychiatrists, therapists, quote unquote, bekim in the issue. But from a real Yiddish perspective, as the Goyin puts it, it's a dover which is mamash hakol b'yidei shamayim. It's of the things of that which Chazal say, b'nei chayim mizayne, la b'schus atalim milsa, el b'mazal talim milsa. It's b'mazal talim milsa. Because chaye refers to zivugim, as the pasuk says, "Re'ei chayim im isha," and is the Zohar Hakadosh which we have in front of us in Tikkuni Zohar Daf Tikkun Tesvav, which we're not going to quite see yet. I'm just picking out one line. It says, "V'lakach gam me'eitz chayim v'achav chayli alam." That Adam Arishon is instructed, or actually, this is after he eats from the Eitz Hadas. He's warned not to eat from the Eitz Chayim, because if he does so, he'll live forever. And the Zohar says, "Gam." What does it mean? Gam me'eitz chayim. Gam l'rabos bazuge. Sam chayim dile. That she's called. That she's called. A zivug is called his eitz chayim. And what's interesting is that after Adam had eaten from the eitz hadas, surrounding the eitz chayim was a lahat hacherif hamisapeches. A revolving sword, which prevented him from achieving the Eitz HaChayim. What was interesting is that before he ate from the Eitz HaDas, his zivug was made from mamash from him. Then he ate from the Eitz HaDas, his zivug was taken from him. He had to have a new zivug according to the Zohar Kadosh. But before that, there was a lot of chef amisapachas. The path to the Eitz HaChayim, which is the path of life, the path to his zivug, was closed off from him. These are the difficulties which we encounter in finding our zivug. The kasha zivug in Kriyas Yamsuf. Eretz Yisrael is also called Eretz HaChaim. That's the place of the Eretz HaChaim, like the Zohar says when Moshe told Bnei Yisrael in Parshas Shalach, Parshas Shlach, Hayesh ba'etz im ayin. Is there an eitz there? Is the Eretz HaChaim is in Eretz Yisrael? But there's certainly a lot of chayfa mitzapachas. There's challenges. There's manias in being able to find the Eretz HaChaim. One version of the Eretz HaChaim, the Zohar tells us, is finding an isha. There's going to be difficulties in finding the isha. But the path to the Eretz HaChaim is always going to be the emunah. Because it's la b'schusa timeless. B'schusa means it's not totally in a person's actions and b'schusim. It's b'mazal timeless. I mean, it's one of those things which are reserved that it belongs to Hashem Yisbarach Himself. With the ikar hishtalus is in emunah and tefillah. And I think testimony to this. So the idea of shidduch crisis, what motivates us, and I guess broadens our horizons to be able to think just past, that perhaps it's not only just a shidduch crisis, from what I understand, there's also a divorce crisis. People have marriage crisis. There's marriage crises. It's not just something that people have difficulty in finding the zivug. Of course there's difficulties in finding the zivug. But even after people are married, does it go away, or is there still a crisis? Many times, there's still a crisis. It's marriage crises, and it's divorce crises. Which leads us to understand that there's an akuda pnimi and then akuda pnimi is that as much as we're able to incorporate the derech of emunah in the arena of shidduchim, which we expounded upon, But when a person has emunah, and the more that he has emunah, that a shidduch is min hashamayim, it creates a hamshacha. That a person is drawn to his shidduch, and the shidduch is drawn to him. That he believes in the hashkacha that there is in shidduch. This emunah is the best hishtalos we can make in finding our zivug. I was discussing with my Rebbe just recently the inyan of shidduch crisis. And he said that in the Hasidic communities, there's no shidduch crisis. It's not. And he said, because they say that the guys and the girls, they begin going out at the same time, but it's not just limited to that. He explained that many of the boys have what he calls a price tag. They have certain lists and conditions as if they're like a prize to be won. They're not taught what to look for in a zivug. They don't know what's an ikr and what's a tafel. What to be looking for in a shivug. The hashkafa. The emuna. It's not that the shidduch is in crisis. The emuna is in crisis. The hashkafa is in crisis. Like the pasuk says, David HaMelech says, he says, "Derech emuna v'charti." I chose the way of emuna. I choose emuna for myself. But he writes about emuna ve'emunas chalavadan. But emuna is lost. Emuna is in a state of aveda. We've lost the emuna. Emuna is in crisis. Even derech emuna v'charti is oshetivas ovad. That this way of emuna, which is the way to the derech etzachayim. When it's lost, it puts everything which is Tali and Emunah, especially, in a state of crisis. But if we take out the Nekud of Emunah when it comes to Shidduchim and Zivugim, then it puts the Shidduch in a crisis. But it's the Hashkafa which is in crisis. There's a klal, though, by the way, and this pertains to everything which has to do with anything Yiddish. Is that there's the Yiddish way of doing something and then there's the secular way of doing something. Like Lamala min HaShemesh and Lamata min HaShemesh. Whenever we do things the way that the Goyim do them, then there's always going to be a pagam. By definition, anything which is in this world is subject to a pagam. This is a world which is an incomplete world. Nothing is shalom in this world. And the way that we're able to be mashlim things in this world, to make them shalim, is by drawing down a light which comes from a place which is higher than this world. That we invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to participate in that which we do. And when we invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to participate, that's mashlim. We invite the Shekhinah to be present. When we invite the Shekhinah to be present, that's the completion of everything which is broken in this world. You can build the most magnificent based on Mikdash, but if the Shekhinah is not there, then it's broken. Then it can be broken. It's subject to be broken. Like Chazal say, that when the Romans came and they destroyed the base of Mikdash, they destroyed a broken, it was a broken edifice. It wasn't built. It looked like it was built, but it wasn't built. Because when Hashem took away his Shekhinah, that was already the sign of incompletion. That when we invite the Shekhinah to take part, that's a minion, for example. Let's say you have 10 men. If the Shekhinah is present, that's called a minion. If you have 10 men and the Shekhinah is not present, that's not a minion. Because a minion means that when the Shekhinah is present, it's called a minion. Because it's mashlam, it takes all the broken pieces and makes them one. Just as an example, speaking about recently, past Tuesday Chabur, we spoke about the union of the kesher between Liman HaTorah and Kabbalah HaTorah. The Kabbalah HaTorah is not just the condition, the precondition to be able to learn Torah. Because we received Torah, now we can learn Torah. Matan Torah is considered to be the very first teaching of Torah. And how a Jew should learn Torah is to be able to be learned from Matan Torah. We spoke about how to learn Torah be'ima, be'yira, be'reses, be'zeya, learning Torah l'shma, the fact that the Shekhinah is in front of you when learning Torah, how to incorporate the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu when learning Torah. That learning Torah shouldn't be lahavdil, like opening up a science book or a history book and to be able to sit down and to learn it, to study it. To study it with your mayach. A Jew is much, much more than a mayach. He's a neshama, and to incorporate the neshama to learning Torah. Ava and Yerushamayim. Everything that goes along with learning Torah. The presence of the Shekhinah in learning Torah. How the Shekhinah is present with learning Torah. And so many people, when it comes to learning Torah, one of the things which they struggle with, and in Mamish, I get questions like this, I wouldn't say too often, but it's kufis really, when it comes to how to learn Torah. What's the Derech HaLimud? And so many Sfarim have been written about Derech HaLimud, and so many Shurim given Derech HaLimud. How should you learn Torah? You should learn like the Briskers learn Torah, you should learn B'Bekiyas, you should learn more Be'in, you should learn more. So many ways that a person wants to know how to learn, what to learn. But the truth of the matter is that everybody has their own tchuna of Derech HaLimud, which is good for them. There's a way. A person has his own, the way that he's been designed. That he learns, he's able to learn Torah in a way which is fit for him. And Hashem wants to reveal to each person his Derech HaLimud. But what's missing is that when we learn Torah the way Torah is supposed to be learned, in a Yiddish way to learn Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us our own particular way to be able to learn Torah. But there's the cloudiest way that a Jew learns Torah. And that's called Torah Kinesinasa Misinai. Torah like it was given on Sinai. That if a Jew is able to attach himself on some level, or to be mispalad, to be able to connect to Torah Kinesinasa Misinai, which is the cloudiest way that a Jew learns Torah, then Hashem will reveal to him his pruttiest way of how he learns Torah. Whether his strength is in Bekiyas. Hashem will open up his Derech of Torah to him. As long as he aligns himself with the way that Hashem wants the Jews to learn Torah, which is Torah Kinesinasa Misinai. That he allows and he invites the Shekhinah HaKadosh to participate in his learning. That the Shekhinah will teach him how to learn Torah. He'll guide him in how he's going to have Hatzlach in his learning. And the same thing is true when it comes to Shidduchim or Parnasa, whatever it is. That the more that a Jew aligns himself to the Yiddish way to do something, the Jewish way to do something. B'taharasa. Usually that means emunah, because you're inviting Hashem to be able to fill in all the gaps, to be able to correct all the imperfections in the classical Olam Hasidic way of doing things, which is a shattered world. This is a shattered world we live in. We invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to participate in the process, that's mashed in the process, and then he gives us that which is really ours. Like when you make a bracha. Before you make a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. So you have to do the Yiddish thing. You make a bracha. After you make a bracha, Hashem gives it to you. You have to acknowledge the fact that it comes from him. When you acknowledge that it comes from him, then it's yours. Then he gives you that which is yours. You're holding it in your hand. You don't even realize you're holding it in your hand. So many, our zivug is in our hands. But when we acknowledge and we invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a part of that process, the Shekhinah makes everything right. That's what we say, in kol chadash tachas hashamash. Nothing is new underneath the world. Underneath the sun, everything is broken. Newness means the ability to be able to create, to fix imperfections. But emunah comes from a place which is higher than world. The emunah ad shchakim, the pasuk says. Emunah goes mamish to the highest places. But the more that we draw in that light, which is higher than world, into the world, which is emunah, which is that how we invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fix everything which is in person. As the pasuk says, "Kol maaseyu be'emuna." All of Hashem's actions are with emuna, and the pasuk doesn't mean that Hashem does everything be'emuna. Of course, He does. It means that we invite Him to be a bal ma'isa, to be mishtatef, to participate with us with our emuna. There's another aspect of emuna when it comes to shidduchim, which is really a segue into Shalom Bayis and the discussion of Shalom Bayis. Another dimension of emuna. Before we get there, so I want to conclude the topic of shidduch crisis in particular. With an article which I found in a mimer from the Zohar Kaddish. And this is just an example. I found this article in a paper, just skimming through it, that this is a question which is asked to a number of therapists. And this is what he says. He says, "I come from a family of foodies. because we all love good food. We all know how to cook and we love cooking. And we spend time going to restaurants and exploring and experimenting because we're not overweight. We just love food. We just like and it's exciting to us. He says, recently I was at a wedding and I spotted a woman who really drew me in. Okay, which in itself may be a problem, right, in terms of pnimius nechitzonius. She was very attractive, but also had a dignified way about her, and I was intrigued. And I found out her name, and people wanted to set us up. He says, but one thing which has really come up, which has been an issue for my parents, and I'm wondering whether it's some sort of a red flag. He says like this, I was told she's a vegetarian, and has been so since she was a young teenager, so that tells me that she must be very committed to it. My father finds this choice of hers to be very peculiar, and right off the cuff, he is wary of her and thinks I should pass on going out with her. My mother is concerned for different reasons. She feels that she wouldn't be able to participate in this part of our lives that gives us so much joy and something special to connect over. I don't agree with my father this makes her peculiar, but I kind of hear what my mother has to say and worry whether this could become a serious issue. And then he asks, is it common for people to reject women for being vegetarians, especially when everything else about her checks out so well? Should I just forget that I ever saw her? I'll open myself up to this difference in lifestyle and what it could mean. Now, Baruch Hashem, all of the therapists, from what I saw, I didn't read their articles, I just glanced at them, but they all seem to have encouraged him to go out and not to make issues which are not issues and issues. But even the question itself, not to go out with a girl because she's a vegetarian, how it's going to play into our lifestyles because we love food so much. It's hard to believe. I mean, we live in a world which is chitzonia, so for us, you know, we can see ourselves maybe asking these questions, but the more that we become pnimi, the more that we realize how much is min hashamayim, these types of questions, it's so missing the nakuda. I don't want to get marchim into this because this is just an example and it's not mamish de vetayu. I just want to point out to it as an example of how, of why people can say that there's a shidduch crisis, but not really. You can read this article and be like, yeah, this has a sniff of a shidduch crisis, but this is not a shidduch crisis sniff. This is an emunah crisis sniff. This is a hashkafic crisis sniff. The Zohar Kodesh, which I want to read to you, we'll read together because there's a printout here. Is quite revealing in terms of what may be some core issues when it comes to people having difficulty finding the zivug. This comes from Tikkun Yudal in the Tikkun Izar. Where he writes, he's discussing the topic of Bikurim, Loi Sevashal Gidiba Chalev Imoy. Why there should be an Isser of Loi Sevashal Gidiba Chalev Imoy, not to eat meat and milk together. So the Zohar says that Rabbi Shimon Yochai called upon Eliyahu Navi to answer this question. And he explains that it's like klein, that basar is considered to be like din, and chalav is like rachamim, and you shouldn't mix the two things together. Rashbi has a kash on this. Really, basar is kosher, and chalav is kosher. Why should it be a problem? So the Zohar goes on to explain, Eliyahu explains to them, to the Chevra, that really, even though they're both kosher, one is like a zachar, one's like a nekeva. And mixing these two things together is like one person taking away the zivug of another person. And he goes on to say here, this is on the bottom of Omer Kufman Gimel, if you have it, Tikkun Yudal. I think the... Right. Amar Boitzina Kadisha. So, he says, this is like the inyan of what he says. V'da'ihu meliyasa v'dimach alisacher. K'mad de'ib mar shema yikamenu acha brachmim. There's a concept when it comes to zivugim that somebody may come along using the midah rachmim and take away your zivug before you get it. He writes, Chayvada da'arav barnash tipo bercha b'zivug nida shivcha gaya zayna. If a person gives over his seed to a place which is not appropriate, the garm denatza achabazuge. This causes that somebody else will come along and take away your zivug. he writes, this is what's called Mida Keneged Mida. This is Mida L'Kavo Mida. Ubeginda Reishis Bikuri Al Masra Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha L'Sivash Aglivach Alevi Moi, according to the Pasuk we quoted before. The Hahu Bar. This Ben, this son, Ihu Ibuvi Denafa Klein. Mida Zed Laminei. If a person he watches, he's careful upon being shown your bris, then he'll be zeicha to an ezer. What does it mean an ezer? And this is very important to my makom when it comes to what does it mean an ezer kenegdai. Bazuge the ezer le biyareisa means that somebody who will assist him in Torah, the fikuda, and in mitzvahs, b'dchilu rechima, to do them with ahav and yir shemaim. Ezer le ba'amadin ba'amad ase. He'll be assist him in this world and in the next world. In love, and if not, achra de lavi humine, he'll be zeicha to a zivug, which is not doesn't belong to him, and ihi kenegdai, she'll be against him. Lo ayv de lemi treinamen to drive him away from both worlds. V'chol da garimli, why did this happen to him? Begin de leinata tipa kadma levazuli, because he wasn't careful that his first tipa should be to his wife. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us. It's very revealing to us that perhaps there's a shidduch crisis because it's not a shidduch crisis. It's a Shmiras Abris crisis. If people are not finding a Zivugim, the Zohar says explicitly that if a person is not careful in being Shomer Bris, then he loses a Zivug. It's petrifying. In fact, on the next Amud, which comes from Tikkun Tesvav, the Zohar Kodesh says, "The Bazugi the Tzadik Ihu Matzah Shmura." That a person's Zivug is like his Matzah Shmura. It's called Matzah Shmura, Shmura Matzah.
What's the source of all?
What's the source? Which Zohar. It's a Tikkun Tesvav in the Zohar. Legabi matzah shleim ashira. Uman garim la lemahavi basugi matzah shmur legabi. What protects a person that he should be able to find his zivug? Begin to not tie tipa delay because he protected his bris. Uman the pagim tipa delay and a person is pagim bris. Ikri basugi matzah prusa, then it's called a broken matzah. Lechem oini. That's when matzah is called lechem oini, poor man's bread. And he goes on, to say, according to Chazal, that if a person is mezazel in his bread, or in the pieces of bread, then he becomes an ani, and anius follows him. So the Zayin says, what does that really mean? El tzarech lenatra tipin dilei. A person needs to watch his tipin, which means his zera. Del yizarek lam ba'asa del tzarech. Not to throw it in places where it doesn't belong. Ubeginda ukmuhu mar masis. And this is what the Gemara says. O kiru l'nishayichu. Means respect your wives, so that you'll become rich. Give them respect, so you'll become rich. So the Zohar says, what does it mean, okiru d'lohayin? What does it mean to give them respect? Lenatra tipa kadma, to protect your zera, to protect your bris, the liyavir b'psailis. You know how you treat your wife with respect? Right? If you're faithful to her, which means after you're married, of course after you're married, but even before you're married, you're faithful to who your zivug is. Because if you reserve this tipa, your tipas, so that it will go to the wife, then that's called being mechaved your wife. That will make sure that you end up with your zivuk. That's called real kavod ishta. A person may be thinking to himself, whoa, if that's the case, especially living in society today where it's one of the big machlas which we have, that how we're oppressed so much when it comes to shiur sabris, that means that if a person is not shiur sabris, that means he's not going to find the zivuk, that everything is down the drain. So chas v'shalom. So the Zohar says before, at the end of the Zohar we began with, v'im kol da, and if after all of this, if a person does tshuva, that a person will be zeche to a Yeshua and a Rifu. And his bazug will be returned to him. That a person can never completely lose out. But again, it makes us think, is there a shidduch crisis? Or perhaps, maybe the reason why all the women are losing out is because we're living in a society today where Shmiras Habris is such a difficult issue. That's not the topic at hand. It's very hard to make an issue out of Shmiras Habris because something which is so private. And it's one of those things many times that the more you draw attention to it, the bigger it becomes. But we're sitting here with a small chevra, we're in the Zeh Kaddish. It's not going to become front page news anytime soon, our discussions here. which is bin chaver lechaver. So that Kaddish is saying, why do people not find the zivug? Why are the women losing out? Why are the men losing out? Why is there a crisis? Maybe it's because having difficulties with Shmir Sabris. There's an Amunah crisis. There's a Shmir Sabris crisis. We know that Yesod and Malchus, Shmir Sabris and Amunah, these are mamash, the challenges of this Gullus. It's not a secret. It's why I'm say so. I predicted so thousands of years ago. The Yesod, Shmir Sabris, and the Malchus and Amunah. If there's a crisis in this, it's a crisis in Shidduch. There's one last issue of Emunah just to discuss, which is a, like we mentioned before, which is a segue into understanding what it means, Shalom Bayis as well, is that Emunah doesn't just mean just belief in God. When we talk about Emunah and Hashem, it doesn't just mean the existence of Hashem. It says about Avraham Avinu, and we're rushing a little bit now because the time is getting late, that it says about Avraham Avinu, if one of the first times, maybe the first time that the Torah mentions the word Emunah, I don't remember. It said, it says by Avraham, Ve'hamin ba'Hashem ve'achshav al tzedakah, that he believed in Hashem, and it was like a tzedakah that he had done for Hashem. And the question is obvious, and the question asked, what do you mean he believed in Hashem? He was just speaking to Hashem. So therefore, the word Emunah, which we associate always with, means believing in the existence of. It's not really what it means, Ve'hamin ba'Hashem. Hamin ba'Hashem means that he trusted Hashem, that he was committed and he was faithful, that when Hashem spoke to him, he said Amen to that. Amen means I affirm. I'm faithful to. I accept. I believe in the promise and in the word of. I'm faithful to a dibur. Look, we find by Mordechai and Esther, which we know Chazal tells us they were married to each other. It says by Yehi Oimen Es Hadasa, that he raised her up. He brought her up. Oimen is a lashon emunah, the Mefarshim say. What does it mean, Emunah, in the context of Mordechai and Esther? Why is this an important... You know, the Vilna Gaon says every single word in the Megillah is an aspect of Pesimi Nisa and comes to teach us something. It's written in Beruach HaKadosh. What does it mean, Vayhi Mordechai Omen Es Hadasa? What does it have to do with this zivug between Mordechai and Esther, the aspect of Emunah? And there it is that Mordechai and Esther underwent one of the biggest challenges in history in terms of what it means, Emunah, between a husband and a wife. Ahasuerus came in and he swept away all the young women, older women, took them to his palace. And Esther was chosen out of all of them. Can you imagine the test that she had to be able to remain faithful to Mordechai? To be committed to the relationship. That's called Emunah. To be faithful to the commitment to Mordechai. And Chazal says, tremendous shout to the Shema. Mordechai made a shade and the shade came. And never did it once happen that Esther had to have any contact with Ahasuerus whatsoever.
Care about the tea that time also? Care about the tea that time also?
Perhaps. So what Emunah means a sense of commitment, of dedication and faithfulness to your zivug, to your partner. And we see that from the very beginning. When after Kodesh Baruch Hu found Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and he said to them, I want to take you as my wife, I'm going to bring you to Har Sinai, I'm going to give you the Torah, and that's going to be our chasana. Immediately after that came the Nisayon of Amalek and Mitzrayim chasing after them to try to break off the Zivuk. So Chazal say, Kosh Zivuk and Kriyas Yamsov. Kriyas Yamsov didn't happen before Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu dedicated themselves to each other. It was after Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, I want you as my people. I'm going to be Makadosh you. That's when Kriyas Yamsov came. It was after that they committed themselves to each other. That's why you find many times after Chasan and Kala that they agree that they become engaged. There are many obstacles to get to Har Sinai, to get to their Shidduch. Many times it's parents, many times it's friends, many times it's Parnassa factors. Many various factors which can come into play which try to break off the zivug, because that's called kasha zivug in Kriyas Yamsov. But that means that the faithfulness, that when you've committed yourself to somebody, that your word is your word and you're committed to your word, you're committed to your commitments, that begins, that's called kasha zivug in Kriyas Yamsov. It takes a lot of commitment and emunah to be able to remain faithful to the ones that we choose. That we've engaged ourselves to be spouses, that we remain faithful to them. takes a lot of emunah to get under the chuppah. And even when we're mekadesh our wives, we say, "Rebbe, mekudeshesli kedas Moshe v'Yisrael." You know why we say kedas Moshe v'Yisrael? Because we need to invite Moshe Rabbeinu into every zivug. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who teaches us about the commitment that he took a chrais between the commitment between the Kodesh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael. If not for Moshe Rabbeinu, then would we ever have come to Har Sinai? Would it have ever had worked out? He fought the milchama against the Malek. He was the one who threw the mitzvim in the yam. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be the nekud of emuna, that he keeps the faith between Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch. And every zivug needs a nekud of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we say about Moshe. The Torah testifies about him. The biggest shvach, b'chol beisi nemanu, that in my home, Moshe Rabbeinu is neman, Hashem says. He's completely faithful to me no matter what. And that's why we give a bracha to every chasan akala. We say, bayis neman b'Yisrael. The biggest bracha we can give in a chasan akala means the bayis neman b'Yisrael. What does it mean, bayis neman b'Yisrael? Everybody throws it around. Bayis neman b'Yisrael. Bayis neman b'Yisrael means faithfulness to each other. That you remain faithful. That even when the going gets tough, that you remain committed. You made a commitment to her. She made a commitment to you under the chuppah. You gave yourself over to that person. That even when they go through hard times, you don't say goodbye. You stand by them. You support them. Machazik them. That's what it means to be nemo. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. No matter how tough it got, he threw himself on the floor countless times. Eicha es salavadi. How can I bear this? Esas akalash nisuin. How can I carry this relationship on my shoulders? But lanetzach netzachim, Moshe Rabbeinu is in every shidduch. His kedas Moshe Yisrael. That the nisuin, that the erusin should be one. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the tie that binds Klai Yisrael together. Every zivug together. That's what we say. Virastich li. That every Erison has to be with him in Emunah. Emunah means that when you give that ring over to the Kala, right, that ring is eternal, it's circular, which means to say that I'm forever bound to you. That's why it takes Mamish a get, and you know what it takes to break off a Kiddushin? You attach yourself, you connect yourself to this person, Mamish, from the highest place. You're bound in such a high way that we have to live in a way, in a physical way, and in a spiritual way, which aligns itself, which is right and meaningful according to the degree of the strength of that bond which is created in the spiritual world and even in this world, which we don't see with our physical eyes. It's such a tight rope, the rope between a husband and a wife. But if you understand the commitment, which is spiritual metzias, which is being created, mamash ishto kigufo, and this has many hashkafic implications also, which we hope to get to in Mitzvah Hashem, that she's mamash one. That she's the Torah says vadovach beishto, that even more of a relationship which you have with your parents who bore you by marrying this woman, she's mamish bosam yivasari etzam yatzama. She's literally flesh and blood to you. That the whole physical reality changes. Like adam and chava, every shidduch is like adam and chava, which is the whole inyan of the shavu bracha. That she's mamish from me. And that emunah doesn't just end under the chuppah. It's just beginning to a more deeper way. That when a chassan and kala, when a husband and wife, when they start to question whether or not this is right, that I make the right choice, that I not make the right choice, when we fall on our emunah, when we fall on the fact that I have to believe that if I ended up with this girl, that it's my bazug. This is my zug. And even if a person thinks that maybe I was pogim bris, maybe it's not, if you do tshuva, she can become your bazug. It will be revealed to you that this is your bazook, even though you may not feel that way. So instead of seeing therapists and doing this and doing that, if a person would do tshuva on meaningful things, if he would return to emunah, if he would return to Shmiras Abyss, then he would start to realize, hey, all of a sudden what was once Kenegda was now my Ezer. That her whole gisha towards him is changing. Why? Because it begins with me. That if I do the things that I need to do to be able to rectify mistakes from the past and to change my hashkafa, then, like many things, if we understand in a previous way what it means, a wife is really just like the moon to the sun. It's like a mirror image. It's a response, as Sfarim HaKadoshim say. Don't look on changing your wife. You have to accept her how she is. If you want to see changes, change yourself. Then when you change, she's mamish you, she'll change also.
The woman is the receiver. The man has to be not a female.
So that's the tshuva, right? That's the tshuva. That when we choose to do tshuva and to change and to better ourselves, especially in the Yonam of Yisod and Malchus, of Bris, Shmiras Abyss, and Emunah, But meaning it takes a lot of work to rededicate ourselves every day. That when, as soon as we start to think, maybe this is not right, maybe somebody else, we start to look in places we're not supposed to, we start to, if there's any shaking on the yesod of the relationship, which is the emunah, and we're not being mechazik that emunah to each other on a regular basis, the commitment to each other, and it's not something which you have to constantly display outwardly, but in the heart, that she should be margish, that you're committed to her, and he should be margish, she's committed to him. That there's nothing which can stand in between them. Nobody can come in between them. That you feel that sense of, this is the only one in my world, and there's nobody else. Those feelings perpetuate shalom and achdus and meiros in the bais, and it brings the shechina into the bais. Yeah. And this is going to be something which we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem, that when the shechina is present, then that's called real shalom bais. And something which will have to be discussed in Mitzvah Shem, we spoke about before, inviting the shechina in, be able to create the imperfections and everything which is in this world. But the rock, the yesod of all of that, the nekud of it all, is the emunah. The more that we invite the emunah to be an active participant in finding our zivugim, maybe the shidduch won't be in such a crisis after all. The more that we invite the emunah into the day-to-day lives with our spouses, maybe the relationships won't be a crisis anymore, and divorces won't be a crisis anymore. But the rule is that the more that we make things Yiddish, the more that we invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu in and we do it the Yiddish way, the more that it corrects all the imperfections which are b'teva, which are inherent in this world until Mashiach comes. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. It is more that he draws our hearts close to him, be'emunah. And Yonah, which really needs Shmira, Kodesh Baruch Hu should resolve all the crises, not just the Shidduch crises, the Shavish of all crises, which is lack of Kavod Shemayim in this world. We should be zecha to see that, the Karev, the Eskoyot Tzedek, and we have a Meir Amen.